right, we're back. Good morning.
Coming up on 920,
we got clouds and 55 degrees.
Let's talk about this. Employee giving and corporate responsibility, they are becoming more and more prevalent in the workplace. Things like volunteering time to company-sanctioned events. So many ways an organization and its workforce making a difference. Today, talking with Billy Joe Zielinski, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota, and from our local chapter 2 of Make-A-Wish, about how businesses can bolster wishes. Billy on the phone with me. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
It is so great to talk with you. I look forward to this this month-to-month conversation, our Make-A-Wish Monday. Billy Joe, what are some successful models that you can think of workplace giving that that you've seen work for Make-A-Wish?
Yeah, so this is a very big part of our mission. So more money, more mission, and even more volunteer time, more mission. So big or small, there are a lot of different ways that businesses can be involved. I'm going to give an example of McNeilus Steel here in the Fargo area. They have about 150 volunteers, and each one of those employees actually have the opportunity to have pre-tax dollars put into a charitable contribution fund. And for almost a decade, we have been the benefactor of this giving. And so they are able to come here once a year and give us one of those big checks that we can't check, we can't cash necessarily.
Right.
They're fun to see. Others may ask their customers to be involved. Like we've had Culver's who recently had a star campaign, or our local Arby's who did a Roundup campaign. And I know locally there, the Firehouse Pub has held various activities and events to raise funds and awareness for our mission. And some companies even match dollar for dollar. So an employee matches, they can submit that to their HR or their main department, and they can get a corporate match for that, even sometimes matching volunteer hours. And sometimes those employees are even given hours to donate as a volunteer to a charity of their choice.
So Make-A-Wish North Dakota, you got a lot of friends, and for good reason. Billy Joe, what do these partnerships mean to Make-A-Wish North Dakota and the children that you're serving in Make-A-Wish?
Yeah, and a heartfelt thanks to all of the friends that we have and the partnerships that we have. They mean that we can say yes to one more child, grant one more wish, transform all the lives that are touched by a wish come true. And this is a real growing area as more employees are really demanding and want to have more purpose in their career. And what better purpose than to bring a child hope, strength, and joy? And so that's what this means, is, again, more power, star power to our mission.
Gotta love the star power. We are talking Wishmakers at Work with Billy Joe, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota. Billy Joe, now we get to the big question. How can employers, big or small, doesn't matter, become Wishmakers through their companies?
Sure. Well, you can go to our website at wish.org/North Dakota, and there are some ideas and examples there. You can give me a call. We can talk about what may work for you, because there are so many different businesses. So maybe you have too few employees to allow for really volunteering, but you want to do something. You could even host like a coffee for a cause or a muffins for Make-A-Wish morning where team members can have baked goods and coffee, but invite neighbors and nearby offices to come in and exchange for donations and give a little bit more about their company, but also about Make-A-Wish or the cause of their choice. Cosmetic marketing campaigns are great for restaurants like the Firehouse Pub I mentioned, and retailers. So you wish to host a star sale visually to show how you and your customers are making a difference. This is an easy way. There's a partnership agreement. We provide the stars. And again, I guess they would provide the star power. And then bigger companies, really, you could have a mission moment come to your staff and kick off a giving month or a giving week with various activities to help raise funds and volunteer.
Boy, good stuff. Billy Joe, I love talking with you. Second Monday of each month is Make-A-Wish Monday. And I got to get you down here in studio one of these days, too, so we can talk face-to-face. But always great to talk with you on the phone as well. Listen, be well,
yeah. And
we will catch up again in the month of July, okay?
Sounds great, and I certainly will be down there within the next, I'd say, couple months.
Looking forward to it. Be it a roundup campaign, an internal competition, or a portion of sales, your business can help make wishes come true. Here's what you do. Go to wish.org/North Dakota. Again, that's wish.org/North Dakota to learn more. It was